Wow, subways are noisy. We took the train all the way to the end, which was called the South Ferry Station. We got out and she pulled me toward the Staten Island Ferry. I thought we were going to have to pay, but it was free. It was so cool to go sailing by the Statue of Liberty. I wanted to go see it up close, but Susan said that it didn't matter because you can't go up inside it anymore. It was still neat to see it with my own eyes. When we got to Staten Island, we stayed on and a whole bunch of people got on to go back to Manhattan. Rush hour. It wasn't even 8 yet. When we got back to Manhattan, we walked over to Ground Zero. It was really sad to see those big holes in the ground still. We didn't stay there very long. Well, then we took a different subway up to Herald Square and walked over to the Empire State Building. We went all the way to the top, 102 floors. Whoa, it's almost scary up there. We didn't stay there long since we figured that's where they would come looking for me. So we went over to Park Avenue and caught a subway there up to the next station, Grand Central. Wow, that place is big. But again, we didn't stay too long. Not a whole lot to see there, but it was still impressive. We got back on the subway and then we got off at 59th Street.
This is Central Park. It starts here and goes up that way for 50 blocks.
Whoa, that's huge!
Come on, I want to show you the zoo.
It wasn't that big of a zoo, but it was still neat. As we went walking over to the west side, we found a carousel. We both rode it, and it even had a thing where you can grab a ring. You don't get anything for doing it, but it was still fun. Then we walked over to Columbus Circle and got a hot dog at a sidewalk vendor. Then we decided to walk down Broadway to Times Square. We had seen most of the good stuff, and we still had time. We held hands as we walked. It was so neat to feel her hand in mine. Felt even more wonderful when she hugged me. And when we kissed, ooh, fire. Then she saw a video arcade.
Ooh, let's go in here. They have some great souvenirs, too.
A lot of the video games were vintage games. Pac-Man, Space Invaders, even a Dragon's Lair. I followed Susan over to a counter where they sold stuff when I heard a voice behind me.
Yo, Shrimp, what are you doing?
I thought he was talking to someone else until I felt a hand on my shoulder, which spun me around.
Hey, I'm talking to you, Shrimp.
It was a kid maybe 4 years older than me and a lot taller. He had a look in his eye that shot daggers. Sorry, did I do something wrong?
You're going around with my girl, that's what!
Justin, there's no need for this.
You keep out of this. This is between the Shrimp and me.
Look, I had no idea that Susan was your girlfriend. In fact, I'm not sure. He took a swing at me and swiped my nose. My head spun and my hand went to cover it. When I pulled it back, I could see blood.
That's for talking back, Shrimp.
I could see him bracing for another punch. Not many know that I took karate for a few years. Enough to know how to defend myself. When the blow came, I was ready. I acted instinctively. And before I even knew what had happened, he was on the floor, out cold. I put my hand back to my nose as it was still dripping.
Justin? Justin! You killed him!
No, I didn't. He's only knocked out.
You horrible person! Why did you try to kill my boyfriend?
I didn't. He hit me. She slapped me. My nose began to bleed even more.
Go away! I don't ever want to see you again! Justin! Justin, are you all right?
But Susan, I don't...
I said go away!
I couldn't believe it. She said she loved me. She said she wanted to marry me, and now she was telling me to leave. Susan.
I hate you! I hate you! Just leave!
There was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could say. My nose was still bleeding, So I left.
Isn't it rich? Aren't we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns? Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? one who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this way in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns.